Bez Hashem continues Shmir Salosh and Shara Tvuna Perik Dalid. We are at the end of Perik Dalid in Shara Tvuna, Shin 150, where the Chavetz Chaim is giving us a big picture of the importance of Dan L'Kaschus, of judging favorably. This is one of the big topics that people are discussing now. Unfortunately, the war that's taking place in Eretz Yisrael, people are looking for schuyos, for merits. This is one of the big ones that is going around, to judge people favorably. And what the Chavetz Chaim here talks about is the following scenario. He says, you have people who do mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, they do mitzvahs. Who is able to say that they did the mitzvah mamish kitikuna, kidaboy, the best way possible? What does a mitzvah mean? The mitzvah means like this. There's a melech, there's a king. We say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We say, Shema Yisrael, we accept upon ourselves, Hashem is the Melech. That's all Malchus Shemayim. Shema, if you take the letters backwards, Ayin, Mem, Shin, is all Malchus Shemayim. The Sefer Sifsei Chachamim on the Gemara Brachos tells us, when we say Shema Yisrael, we are accepting upon ourselves, Ayin, all the Yoke, Mem, Malchus, Shin, Shemayim. We are accepting Hashem as the Melech. Well, if there is a king, you know what the king says? It says, you have to do something. I'm the king. I instruct you to do something. What is the thing Hashem instructs us to do? That's called 613, Tariag Mitzvahs. Okay, so we have to do 613 mitzvahs, which of course we all know there are thousands of mitzvahs. Well, how do you do the mitzvah? The way to do the mitzvah is to learn what the mitzvah is. You have to learn what the mitzvah is. We can't be a proper God-fearing, serving Jew to Hashem unless we learn what the mitzvah is. It's as simple as that. So if a person does a mitzvah, but he doesn't do the mitzvah kitikuno in the best way possible. I remember I was buying Dalet Minim with my boys. Someone comes along, opens the box. Doesn't even take the esrog out of the box. Takes a peek inside. Wow, that's a good one. Close it. Wow, that was amazing. Pretty fast. Psh, runs out. I want to ask you a question. If he goes to buy a car, is he going to look at one side of the car? Is he going to open the car to see what's inside the car? An esrog, a mitzvah, is nitzchius. The car is not going to be here forever. No car lasts forever. You might say, well, you spend a lot more on the car. That's incorrect. The esrog is nitzchius. Nitzchius means it never ends. The mitzvah is forever. A person is going to treat a mitzvah like that? He didn't even take it out of the box to look at. He sees it looks good over there. Look at the value of this mitzvah. You go buy a watch. You go buy a diamond. You can look it over. Whatever it might be, you look it over. Well, what are the halachas of Dalet Minim? Is there a blemish? Is there a little something by the chaytim, by the nose of the esrog, by the tip of the esrog? And all these halachas. And if we don't learn the Gemaras, and the Rishonim, and the Nachronim, and then the Torah, and Beis Yosef, and the Mishnah Brura, obviously according to our capabilities, we have no relationship to the mitzvah. And then when it comes to Dalet Minim, the person opens the box, Baruch Hashem does that. He looks at it. I'll take this one. And you know what happens? Comes to Dalet Minim, comes to the mitzvah of how to do it. Doesn't know how to shake the lulav. Doesn't know where to put the hadassim, where to put the aravas. What happens is like this. In Shemayim, there are mekatrigim. There are prosecuting angels that say, why didn't this person learn? And they go up to Shemayim and they say, Hashem. And there's a knock on the door of the king's door. And the guard opens the door and these malachim just shoot in, fly in over there. And they say, we were created when this individual cheapened your mitzvah. And he didn't do the mitzvah properly. And Hashem says, oh really? Well, what do you mean? I always say, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows everything. This is for us to understand what's taking place in Shemayim. And then that video of the lack of respect and the lack of adherence and the lack of learning, it all starts with Limud HaTorah, comes up to Shemayim. And then you know what happens afterwards? After it goes up, then there are other malachim that come back down. And then the person's leaving shul, they got a flat tire. So how did that happen? Now, if anybody gets a flat tire in the way of shul, don't start thinking, well, you didn't get a good esser. That's not the point. Okay? It's just a mashal. Just a mashal here. Where are we going with this? The Chofetz Chaim says as follows. You could have the same individual who unfortunately didn't spend time learning when he could have, and he didn't spend time treating the mitzvahs of Hashem with the proper respect. But there is a mitzvah that he's very, very careful with. And that's the mitzvah, says the Chofetz Chaim, of Dan Lekavschus. He judges people favorably. He has a situation, and he sees somebody doing something, and it looks a little weird and off and odd. And he's not sure, why did the person just do what he did? And he concocts in his mind, in his imagination, a positive reasoning and explanations to why that person did what he did. And Rav Volbi Zatzal, he would say over, that's why a person has, Hashem gave us a gift called imagination, to use it in such a situation like this. What happens next is as follows. Up in Shemayim, there's a knock on the door. The malachim come in, and they want to say something about this individual that's not doing the mitzvahs properly, and he's cheapening the mitzvahs. And then there are other malachim that come and say, whoa, one second, not so fast. We were created when that Yankel judged the situation favorably. He was dan likaschus. Hashem says, oh, really? That's what happened? He tells the other malachim, go out. I don't want to hear what you have to say. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Yes, he has to improve on learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. I'm saying this story in my own mashal, my own way, but this is exactly what the Chofetz Chaim is telling us over here. V'hine, he concludes the perek, kol ze toloi lefi hanhogo shehine ges atzmai b'mei chayav im abriyos. Everything depends how the person is knowing, how he relates and interacts with people. If his behavior with other people is to judge them favorably, as Gemara in Shabbos tells us, and we're going back to what we started discussing even before Sukkot, that person is judged favorably. Hashem gives a positive outlook on him. And even though he wasn't so medatic in the mitzvahs, and we're not even talking about the averus the person might have done. However, if this person, his approach in life was to look at people in negative light and to speak harshly against them, that's exactly what we said over from the Medrash, right? We said, there's a knock on the door. And the malachim are up there, and they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this person doesn't value your Torah. This person doesn't value your mitzvahs. Yeah, he says, Shema Yisrael, because that's what he was taught when he was a child. He says, Shema Yisrael. But he has no connection to what Shema Yisrael means. A person has to understand and realize when he's alive here in this world, says the Chofetz Chaim, we have to realize that whatever we do down here will take place up there as well. And if we want a positive din for ourselves, let's look at other people in a positive way. And Rachman Litzlan, if we don't, then it's when our turn up there to be judged. The flip side will happen as well.